Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, as always presented by the legendary Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW. Big show in store for you here tonight. Earlier today, I interviewed Dynamo General Manager Pat Onstad. We're going to get to that in a moment. Also on the show here tonight, he's the left back for Osasuna. He is also the left back for the Colombian national team, who will be in town for the Copa America. Name, Johan Mojica. Johan Mojica joins us tonight on the show as well. Big shout out to LamontBrands.com. Get your Soccer Matters t-shirts and hats there, as they are very important to the 501c charity Snowdrop Foundation for Pediatric Cancer. Without further ado, let's get going. Here is Houston Dynamo General Manager Pat Onstad. Well, Pat, let's just start off with just getting an overall synopsis from you of the season up to this point.
Yeah, it's been some really high moments, I think, and then there's been some kind of down ones. So it's been a bit of an up and down one so far. Went as far as any Western team did in CONCACAF Champions League. I think we're the farthest any Western team went. I thought, then we get knocked out against Detroit in the Open Cup. So if you talk about ups and downs, those are probably the two. You know, we lost to Columbus, was 1-0 in aggregate, 2-1 in aggregate, I think it was, and had a draw there. They haven't lost there in I don't know how many games now. So, you know, had some really good performances in that tournament against St. Louis and Columbus. So I think for us, now it's about us focusing on the league, trying to get that right. I don't think we're happy, certainly not happy with our performance against the Texas team. So we're going to have to write that and get those points back somewhere along the line here. But it's been a little bit up and down is probably the best way to put it.
Listen, I know you as an incredible competitor during your career. Does that hurt losing, and drawing these games against teams that are Texas teams that, frankly, in a lot of these games, you outplayed them?
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm glad you went there, because I don't want to sound like, oh yeah, sure, that's what they all say when you lose. But I felt, certainly the Austin game at home, that it was 3 points thrown away, and then to lose it at the death is it was kind of crushing. You go into Dallas, and it's always going to be a difficult game there. You can't go down a man 5 minutes into a game. It's always going to be difficult. And then I thought the Dallas game here, I thought we dominated that game and should have put that game away. And then just a really sloppy turnover, I think, at our own end that gave them life. And I thought we'd almost pretty much crushed that out of them at that point of the game, but I hadn't got the second to put them away. And then the Austin game there, I think that probably was, I don't think for us to say 3 points would be unfair. Certainly the data doesn't indicate that either, but I think the draw to get scored on so late again. So it's been that, I think if you look at those 4 games, I think everybody in our group, from the players all the way up to, our equipment guys, would tell you very disappointing. So those are tough points to find, and they're important points for us, and not just for us, because we're in Texas too. We see these guys and we want to be the kings of Texas. So it kind of pisses us off is probably the best way to put it.
All right. So last year was remarkable. I mean, a fourth place finish in the Western Conference. You get to the Western Conference final. You win the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. It was the first time I really felt that the club in many, many years reclaimed its imaging, its success, reclaimed momentum and relevancy. Seeing that and saying that in context, are you a little disappointed you haven't parlayed that into more momentum here in 2024?
No, absolutely. I mean, I thought we did it there out of the gate. I think, you know, we focused on CONCACAF. The guys were really intent to do well there. You know, we really wanted to get by Columbus. I mean, we thought that was a really good test for our group. I think, you know, for us, what's been difficult is we set this team up, and we've talked about this before, is to give Sebastian Ferreira a good run as our number nine. And 25 minutes into the season in St. Louis and then CONCACAF, has a major hamstring injury, and he really hasn't recovered yet. Very close, you know, still maybe a week away, but pretty close now. So we need a striker. There's no two ways about that. I think that part of it, I think we were pretty proud of that, you know, is to get as far as we did in that tournament. And we're losing to a team that's in the final now against Pachuca. So it's not like we lost to somebody that we gets knocked out the next round. So I think we were proud of that. So I thought that, to your point, was a bit of a carryover. But it took us a little while to get going. Then we had this nice little stretch where I thought, okay, here we go. We'll get this win in Minnesota, where we probably didn't deserve to win. We talk about points we don't deserve to take, but it gave us some momentum. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to sustain that. So I think when you say disappointing, disappointing in terms of the results. The performances have been probably better than the results have indicated. But we're not creating a ton offensively. And I think that's a problem. Last year, we had a lot more ways to score. I thought we were a little more dynamic in attack. And part of that is we also had a nine. Like, we're now playing with a false nine. That means one more player in the midfield, which is great. But we're not getting guys in the box. We're not creating as much. And we're also a team now that teams say, okay, this is how they play. Last year, you know, it was the first time teams were playing us. Now they're playing us a second and third time, and they understand what we're trying to do. So we've got to be a little more creative in how we're going to break those teams down.
Dynamo General Manager Pat Onstad joining us here as we continue the discussion here about the Houston Dynamo. All right. I mean, it's no question that not being able to score goals has hurt you this year. It's 28 out of 29. These are things that are fact. If I go back to what you just said, I remember the season Austin had with Triussi 2 years ago. And then the following year, you know, I said to myself, it's going to be hard to replicate. Do you really think you can replicate last year without finding a proven goal scorer?
It's a loaded question. I answer the first part before we get to the goal score one.
Because this is one of the parts of it.
Yeah, I think they're both fair questions too, by the way. But it's always going to be a difficult year when you probably certainly exceeded expectations. I don't think we necessarily exceeded what I thought our group could have done last year. I mean, winning a trophy is everything has to align no matter what, whether it's an Open Cup, an MLS Cup, CONCACAF, you know, for Columbus, you know, things have aligned perfectly. So everything has to align. So that's tough to say, hey, winning a trophy, but having a good performing well and going along with the playoffs and doing well, that to me is kind of controllable. So we knew this year would always be very difficult for us. You know, the guy's going to come in motivated. They had a shorter off season. Are they as hungry as before? I would challenge them and say probably not. I think they kind of threw all their eggs in the CONCACAF basket, lost that, never really recovered for Open Cup. Now we're out of that. So now it's about the guys now have to need to refocus and say, okay, now we need to go after this this league thing. So it's going to be, we knew it would be a difficult season for us. But I still, we're 13 games in, we're a third of the game's way through. I still think we're in a really good spot. I think a lot of teams, I mean, I think if you look at Austin that year, you were talking about, was it last year? I think it was, is they, you know, at this stage of 13 games, they were dead and buried. You know, people were talking about, is Josh Wolf going to lose his job, which was completely unfair after such a successful season. So it changes quickly. But I think for us, we've still put ourselves in a pretty good spot. Now, in terms of the attack, do I think we can get better or sustain what we had last year? No, absolutely not. If we don't get a striker in here that can score goals for us, it's unfair to ask Sebastian Kowalczyk, who's a central midfielder and a good playmaker and certainly a hard worker and puts in a great shift, to expect him to even duplicate a Corey Baird, for example. So, you know, that's on us to try to get, you know, when I say us, I mean, Asher Mendelsohn and I, to make sure that we go out and find a striker. It's certainly a priority that we're looking at for the summer. It would certainly help Sebastian's case if he can get healthy and get back in the field and prove his worth. But at the end of the day now, like, he's been injured for, you know, 8, 9, 10 weeks, 12 weeks. He's played 140 minutes, I believe it is, as a goal and assist in those, you know, he's a 20 goal scorer if he's healthy, but he hasn't been healthy. So we have to get somebody that's reliable and someone we think we can put the ball in the net. And that'll take a lot of pressure off our group. And these games we talk about, and I'm not complaining. Great for these other teams taking these points, but if we can score a second goal at home again, or even a goal against Austin, or a second goal against Dallas, we finish these teams off. And I think last year we had that killer mindset. You know, and to be fair to Corey, he was scoring some key goals, especially down the stretch for us. And so for us, we need to find somebody that can do that for us. It'll take a lot of pressure off our group.
Dynamo General Manager Pat Onstad, how many targets do you have for the striker position, you know, outside of the country or within the country?
Yeah, there's a lot. So that's pretty much been our focus as soon as the window closed. And even before the window, we were, you know, the first window, we were trying to see if we could squeeze something in. It was tough to be able to get somebody that we really wanted at that time frame. You know, in hindsight, we wish we could have maybe got one more cover player to help rather than just have Gabe Siegel, maybe one more striker that could stretch the line, maybe a little bit more of a runner, runs with a bit of speed in behind. So that's something we're looking at as well, to just get a little more depth. But, you know, we'll see what happens. So I think, you know, we're also trying to see if we can bolster out wide. So we're definitely looking at attacking pieces for this window.
Europe, South America, both?
Both. Definitely both. I think we're open to everything. There's been certainly, we've done a lot of travel just recently, trying to go to Europe just to see them before it shuts down, just to make sure we get our eyes on players. And then now we'll kind of pivot and look at the guys we already have targeted down and try to see them live down in South America.
Dynamo General Manager Pat Onstad joining us here on Soccer Matters, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. You've only had 3 multi-goal games. Eric Sviatchenko said something which, you know, as a veteran, you would expect from him, that it is now getting a little tough to play under pressure and not get second and potentially third goals in games. And that's why these, you know, moments where somebody makes a mistake, they probably would have been forgotten, but they're not, because you just don't get that second or third goal.
Exactly. I mean, I think, you know, we're second best goals against, third best goals against in the league, something like that. Certainly, I think going into the Dallas game, I think we were number 2. Our defense is elite. And when you say your defense, it's not just your goalkeeper and your back four. That's our group. When Sebastian Kwalchuk comes on the field, he presses at a extremely high rate. You know, with him and Amin Bossy, the two of them are like little pests up front, and they make it difficult for teams to play. And then part of the reason we're so good defensively is we're excellent on the ball. Like, we have, we're the best team in the league in terms of advancing the ball from the back, from basically goal kicks all the way up into the attacking third. So therefore, if we could do that so often, best of 29 teams, we should be creating more, and we're just not. So, you know, part of that is, can we correct that on the training field? You know, Ben's working very hard at that, and he'll keep working hard at with the guys he has, but part of that's personnel that we just discussed. So, but Eric's not wrong to say that. You know, part of that's a defender. I'm sure if I was the goalkeeper, I'm sure I probably made that same comment a few times when we're giving up one goal late and we're dominating teams. So it happens in their sport. It's a low scoring sport. That's what makes it exciting, is that even you may be dominating teams, and when you're not scoring, that puts a lot of pressure on your defense. And to your point, yeah, while you may make errors, it's going to happen in soccer, you like to have the cushion there to make sure that.
Pat Onstad joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. How about Hector overall? Where do you think he is fitness-wise? I mean, he was not pleased being taken out of the game. As we know him, he's like a Wayne Rooney. He never wants to not be on the field. But where do you think he's at, and how much more does he have to go before we say he's at peak now, back for the Dynamo in 2024?
Still got a ways to go. He's still not up to Hector Herrera standards fitness wise. I think he's one of probably the last player in our team that Hector Ben at this point in the season would want to take off the field late when we're trying to chase it and we need a goal. But the reality was, you know, I wasn't at the stadium, but watching it on TV, you could tell he was pretty leggy. He kind of run out of, so You know, we've got to build him back up there. He's not a guy that's about 3 and 8 days. He's not gonna be able to start three straight games, or he's certainly not gonna be able to play the majority of the minutes of those three games. So we've got to get him to 90 minutes fit. And once we do, I think you'll see a much better Hector Herrera. Although, listen, he's still unbelievable on the ball. So he helps us in our build. But these kind of stats have been saying in this progression, we've been doing that without Hector Herrera. And, you know, Hector Herrera had 17 assists for us last year. So his passing and ability to play balls behind the line, I think, will definitely help our attack. It's not going to solve our attack, but I think it will help us once we get him on the field more regularly, and certainly he gets up to speed.
I wanted to go back to something you said, as my brain sometimes does work. And you said something about, you know, the fact that the team isn't scoring a lot of goals. Opponents understand this. Do you visibly see opponents kind of going, hey, you know, we can take a little bit more risk against the Dynamo because they're not banging in goals. We're not that fearful of them from an attacking standpoint. Is that fair to say? And I don't want that to sound disrespectful.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I don't think the teams. It'll be interesting again. I think LA is a good. That's a great question to ask after the LA game, because that's an attacking minded team. They'd be willing to go. I don't think we've never felt like we've been really under a lot of pressure against some of the teams that we played this year. You know, having Minnesota was probably the one game in Minnesota where we were up against the ropes. I thought we had a good, very good road first half, and the second half we just got pummeled and somehow held on for a 2-1 win. So that's really the only team that comes to mind right now. I'm sure maybe you could pick out one or two, but like against the Texas teams, Kansas City's, we really dominated, and they never felt like we were under long sustained periods of pressure. And I think that's part of that testament to our group and being able to keep the ball and other teams not being able to get into rhythms. But this test against LA Galaxy on Saturday, that will be interesting because they're a team that can keep the ball for long periods of time as well. And they have some good attacking players. And we'll see how that goes for us. So that's probably a better question, sir, for Sunday.
Pat Onstad, Dynamo General Manager, joining us. Okay, as we all have our eyes on other teams and things around the league, so Emilio Rigoni was bought out by the sporting director, Rodolfo Borrell, up in Austin. Do you, as a GM, do you kind of observe what other guys do around the league and look at the way they maybe are putting their teams together?
Yeah, you do. You certainly, and then you talk to each other quite a bit too. So I haven't talked to Rodolfo for a few months, but you know, I was on the phone with a couple of CSO guys yesterday. So we're always kind of talking to one another, and then we'll sit there and ask each other and be a little coy with one another. We certainly have no problems going in and tearing apart other teams and vice versa, saying, "Oh my God, how are they doing that? You know, what do you think? How do you think they're doing that?" So. There's a nice camaraderie bunch that with that group, but yeah, you're always looking to see what other teams are doing. I think this new rule where you can buy out a couple of players, that's obviously one for them out of the $2 million player. It's a big move for them. It opens up a bit of cap space. And so I'm sure Austin will be looking to try to reinforce their group this summer, as are we. So every team, it'll be interesting. It'll be probably a much busier summer than normal in our league with the new rules that have kind of kicked in.
Yeah, and I assume you're a believer in that you can sign and acquire players in the summer that can catapult you into big things in this league, the way it's set up. I mean, we saw that with Griffin Dorsey, even from within your club last year,
yeah,
based on Leagues Cup.
Yeah, I think it's interesting trying to bring guys in the summer because it's not a huge window. You don't have a long runway. I think it's 12 games you have to play with. So it's not a lot. And if you bring, imagine somebody coming from Europe and then plopping him into the middle of Texas heat and saying, hey, we need you to play at your European level now that you've had 6 weeks off. And then now you're going to play in this weather. So, you know, it takes some time for these guys to adapt as good as usually these guys are in the summer. But I do think it helps your squad. And what it tends to do is it gives the squad a lot of belief. If they see someone else and like, whoa, okay, now we've got a goal scorer we can trust. Like they gives everyone else a bit of a shot in the arm. So I think it's an important window. The other way we look at it, and some teams don't, but for us is if you can find YPS players, even though we got Aliyu in the first window last year was right as it closed. We like to think of that as a good moment to bring in YPS players and less likely for them to impact the group right away. But for them to get 6 months with their feet on the ground, get used to the training, get used to the weather, get used to Houston, the style of team fit in. And because they are young players, that sometimes can be difficult for them. And then the next year, as you've seen this year with Aliyu, who's been excellent for us, it helps them hit the ground running, so to speak, when you start preseason.
Pat, was that the kind of player you were hoping to get at the beginning of the year? Because, you know, I heard a manager, I can't remember which one it was, but it was one of the famous managers, who said, it's always important every year to bring in sort of a big player, to your point, to affect the locker room, to affect others, maybe it motivates others, even after great seasons.
Yeah, we kind of went two ways. Ultimately what happened in 22 is we were really displeased at where we didn't feel like we had enough momentum. 23, we said, okay, we know our team now, and we just cleaned house and made a big change. Having done that in 23, we said, we've got to make the playoffs. We've got to be relevant in the market, going to be relevant in the league, and we went for it. So part of what you're seeing in 24 is, and this was intentionally set up, is that we were going to go all in on 23. So for us to be able to make a lot of changes in the beginning of 24 was going to be difficult. These new rules that have come in now, where you can either do three main DPs, or go with two and get an XYPS and some money. This has opened up for us. Fortunately, it's a great move for us and has helped us in the summer be able to acquire probably multiple players, whereas otherwise we're probably looking at one and that's about it. So for us, did we make enough changes? I think we'll see how the season plays out. I would have preferred to make more changes at the beginning of this year, just for exactly what you'd said and the manager had said, is change is good. I think it helps create some tension within the group. I think it helps them kind of different people come in with different motivations. And you can manipulate that where you're giving other players opportunities that you think, I've seen enough in training. I've seen enough. This guy can start for us. This guy can have more minutes. So I think that sort of stuff is important. We didn't do as much of that as we probably had hoped we could in 24 at the beginning of the season, but we'll see what happens here in the summer.
Well, Pat, as always, a big thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And as always, we appreciate you being candid, and fans are going to really appreciate this as well.
No problem, Glenn. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Pat. A lot in there for you Dynamo fans, and as promised, there is the Dynamo general manager, Pat Onstad. Told me after we did the interview, expect moves, and they could be going both ways this summer. Dynamo in action against the LA Galaxy this weekend. You will not want to miss that game on Saturday. That is a big test on the road for Ben Olsen and his squad. Stay with us. Coming up next, Johan Mojica of the Colombian national team, who are going to be in town for the Copa America. Get your tickets at LSSE.net, LSSE.net, and be listening during commercial break on this show tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's the best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed Soccer Matters, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Welcome back, everyone, and thanks as always for tuning in to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. And as always, a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsor, the center back, the center midfielder, the backbone of soccer programming in Houston, the Daspit Law Firm. If you get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident, you work construction, maybe you're in the maritime industry, might drive an 18-wheeler, just call the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW. Nobody wants to get in an accident, but sometimes you need representation. You need the best in representation and a firm that's going to fight for your right for compensation. That's the Daspit Law Firm. The Daspit Law Firm will fight for your right for compensation. 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW, DaspitLaw.com. The Copa America comes to Houston June 22nd, 24th, and July 4th. Now, on the 24th of June, and this is incredible, the Colombian national team, unbeaten in over 20 games, will take on Paraguay. This is a South American thriller in the making. It's already sold over 57,000 tickets, buoyed by a huge, passionate base of Colombian fans here in Houston. And, I mean, they are passionate. I had the opportunity to catch up with Johan Mojica, the team's left back, who currently plays in Spain with Osasuna. Translation provided by Hector Castlesort of Osasuna. Well, Johan, just explain to us what it's like growing up in the soccer culture of Colombia.
Bueno, es magnífico poder representar al país, bueno, por medio del fútbol, y para nosotros los colombianos es como el medio, el deporte el cual nos mueve más, sabiendo de que somos, pues, el país es fuerte en varias disciplinas, pero el fútbol une al país de una manera única, y estamos muy ilusionados cada vez que la selección, pues, puede participar en algún evento o partido o cualquier actividad que tenga que ver con el fútbol y que esté la selección, pues eso paraliza todo el país.
It's great to represent the country. Football is a sport that moves Colombia. Even though we have been good in different areas, football is the one that brings us together. And every time Colombia gets to play in a tournament, we're always hopeful about how the country will do. It almost kind of stops the country to get to see Colombia play.
Johan, what and who maybe was your first big influence in football growing up?
Bueno, yo siempre desde pequeño estuve involucrado en el fútbol por gusto propio, porque si solamente jugaba fútbol y amo el jugar el fútbol desde niño, pero influencia, más que influencia, ha sido como apoyo por medio de mis padres. Pero la iniciativa de yo jugar al fútbol la tuve yo, y a partir de ahí mis padres vieron de que tenía como la gracia para poder desempeñarme en el fútbol, y siempre estuvieron apoyándome durante mi infancia para ir escalando, pues, categorías hasta llegar al fútbol profesional.
Since I was a kid, I have always been in love with the sport. I have always loved football, and it was my personal choice that I wanted to play it, and I kept going. But my parents have always supported me, and it was, even though they supported me, it was always me the one that wanted to do it. And through them, they saw that I had something, so they kept supporting me, and they kept taking me places so that I could continue to improve and I could continue to be a better athlete.
We're talking to Johan Mojica here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, left back for Osasuna and for the Colombian national team. As we all know, Colombia will be coming here to Houston. They will take on Paraguay in June in the Copa America. And as everybody knows, a lot of Colombians in Houston are huge, huge football fans. Johan, how do you feel about the team heading into this Copa America, the Colombian national team? Obviously, I saw your last two games against both Spain and Romania, which were both very positive results.
Sí, estamos muy ilusionados con el rendimiento de la selección que traemos en los últimos partidos, y más con esta nueva Copa América que se va a hacer en Estados Unidos, en un gran país y con un potencial enorme. Y estamos construyendo ya hace un tiempo un gran equipo en la selección, y que cada jugador que por ahí va llegando nuevo se va acoplando rápido, y el cuerpo técnico, pues, ha desempeñado una gran labor en todos los aspectos, y se está notando dentro del terreno de juego con todos estos resultados que traemos, con ese invicto de 21 partidos, y esperemos podamos hacerlo extender aún más.
We're excited about our recent performance. We're also very excited about going to the United States and represent Colombia in Copa America. It's a country with a lot of potential. And the national team has been building for this. We've been gaining this momentum for a while. We have a positive streak, and we want to continue building on it. And also, every time a new player comes in, they adapt quickly. So that helps for the great performance that we're having.
Johan Mojica joining us, the left back for Osasuna, left back for Colombia. Johan, is it strange that the Copa America is in the United States to you?
Bueno, creo que lo importante es que haya Copa América. Ya a partir del sitio, pues, si es en un país tan potente como lo es Estados Unidos, pues a nosotros nos gusta y que se hayan integrado esas nuevas selecciones aún más, la hace más competitiva, más interesante y pues las oportunidades que he tenido de jugar en Estados Unidos, siempre a los colombianos, a la selección la han acogido muy bien, tenemos un gran apoyo a la selección allá en Estados Unidos, pues porque hay muchísimos colombianos allá, entonces para nosotros es un verdadero placer poder jugar en la Copa América en Estados Unidos y ojalá podamos hacer un excelente torneo.
Well, in the end, what matters is that the Copa America will be played. Regardless of what it is, we like to play in it. And if it's played in a country like the United States, it makes it, it's good. Plus, it's always good to have the new teams that come in and compete. It's always good to see other national teams there. And also, there's always, every time I have played in the United States with Colombia, there has always been this support by all the Colombians that live in the United States. There's a big population of Colombians living in the country. So it's always a joyful occasion for us to see all our fellow countrymates supporting us.
Johan Mojica joining us, Colombia national team. Johan, what can you say about your Argentine coach, Nestor Lorenzo? Obviously, he has galvanized and brought this squad together.
Sí, estamos muy contentos, tanto los jugadores como todo el plantel del cuerpo técnico, oficios, cuerpo médico, utileros. Todos estamos muy contentos con la idea que trae el profe Nestor Lorenzo y hemos captado muy bien la idea que él tiene de trabajar en armonía y en comunión tanto dentro como fuera del terreno de juego y creo que más allá de los resultados, el día a día dentro del vestuario y en las concentraciones pues se respira un ambiente bastante acogedor y que dan ganas de estar en la selección, más allá de que es algo único, también hace que quiera de que haya una convocatoria pronto porque pasan momentos inolvidables pues frente a grandes compañeros y que está representando nada más y nada menos que pues, al país por medio del deporte reino.
We are very happy, everyone. The players, the coaching staff, the physios, everyone is very happy. The medical staff, everyone's very happy. We have all adapt to his playing style. We understand it. The environment around the team, it's harmonious. It's peaceful. It makes every camp, every day to day, just feel like a good place to be at. And it makes you want to go back. You look forward for another call up so that you can be around your teammates and you can have the good times around you.
Johan, in your words, what would you describe Colombia's playing style as?
Organizado, alegre y contundente.
Organized, happy, and powerful.
That's part one of my interview with Colombian national team defender Johan Mojica, who plays in Spain in La Liga with Osasuna. Part two coming up, but first a quick word for Pitch 25 Beer Garden in Edo. Pitch 25 Beer Garden is the ultimate destination for the soccer fan looking for that live, passionate, game-like feel. Pitch 25 has over 100 beers, an indoor soccer field, countless monitors, and will give you that in-stadium feel. Get down to Pitch 25 in Edo, 2120 Walker Street, next to the Dynamo Stadium. Now, with the summer of soccer upon us in Houston, there is no better place to catch the Euros, Copa America, World Cup qualifying, the Olympics, on and on we go. The Dynamo Dash, Pitch 25 Beer Park also will be a go-to for the Champions League final coming up. Final segment of the night tonight here on Soccer Matters, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Just a quick moment here for my friends, though, at Cactus Music. Get down there, my buddy Quinn. You'll get all your vinyl needs taken care of, CDs, T-shirts, rock memorabilia, and more. So get over and go to Cactus Music for the best in vinyl and CDs. Now, the other thing is everybody there really knows, loves music, love talking to all the staff that Quinn has assembled over there. Get ready right now. Caller number 6, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 gets a pair of tickets to the Copa America Colombia versus Paraguay match. Now, here is part two of my interview with Colombia national team and Osasuna defender, Johan Mojica. Luis Diaz and you play on the same side of the field of Liverpool. Everybody in America obviously knows him because of the Premier League. Talk about your relationship in a game with him and the importance of controlling that left side of the field with Luis Diaz.
Bueno, con Luis ya nos conocemos hace mucho tiempo y pues nos entendemos muy bien en la banda porque pues cuando estoy de la mitad hacia atrás él pues es un jugador que mantiene abierto y abre muy bien el campo y pues sabemos de los duelos que tiene él uno contra uno que son bastante efectivos y él sabe que yo soy un lateral que me incorporo mucho al ataque, entonces cuando él ve que yo voy a pasar a la parte ofensiva de una vez me deja la banda a mí y empiezo a jugar por dentro, que él lo hace muy bien y a partir de ahí empiezan las sociedades y tenemos esas opciones de atacar por fuera con centro, por dentro con él con el uno contra uno, tenemos pared y pues ambos somos jugadores rápidos y pues nos compenetramos muy, muy bien en tanto a la hora de atacar, que es su virtud, y a la hora de defender, pues tengo muy buena comunicación con él y es un jugador obediente a la hora de hacer actividades defensivas.
I have known Luis for a while and he's very good at opening the field for me. We all know how well he is on the one-to-one duels, how often he wins them, how effective he is. And when he knows that I like to go forward, that I like to go on the offense. So when he sees me coming, he knows to run on the inside so that I can have the outside of the field for me. And that makes it possible for us to attack well, both on the inside and through crosses. And he's very good at allowing me to be offensive. And then when it comes back to defending, he's also very well organized on that end.
Johan Mojica joining us. Colombia in the Copa America in the U.S. will take on Paraguay June 24th in Houston, also in their group, Costa Rica and Brazil. And we really appreciate Johan coming on the show tonight. He's also the left back for Osasuna in La Liga in Spain. And this is a squad with Colombia coming in with players that play in the Premier League, in Belgium, Serie A, Moscow, Russia, Brazil, Fluminense, a real star-studded team. Johan, how important is James Rodriguez to this team still as he is extended in his career now?
No, James es un jugador que ya lleva muchos años representando al país, tanto en los clubes como cuando se pone la camisa de la selección. Entonces, es un jugador que nos aporta mucho, tanto dentro del terreno de juego como fuera, al igual que otros jugadores importantes que ya llevan años ahí en la selección. El caso de David Ospina, el caso de Cuadrado, de Falcao. Entonces, la labor que hace James a la hora de en el terreno de juego, pues hace de que maneje ritmos del partido cuando necesitamos atacar con velocidad o cuando hay que tener pausa. En eso creo que es un jugador de lo mejor que hay en el fútbol. Entonces nos aporta muchísimo, tiene liderazgo, tiene mentalidad ganadora y sabe lo que es representar al país y lo que es ponerse la camisa de la selección.
James has been representing the country for many years, and he's a player that gives a lot, that means a lot, both on the field and off the field. Him along with Cuadrado, Falcao, David Ospina, having players that have always that have a lot of leadership in the locker room. Plus, he always he knows how to manage the rhythm of the game. So when we need a pause, he knows how to make that pause. When we need speed, he knows how to make the speed. So he has a lot of leadership, and his many years representing Colombia has given him that place.
Jacoba Arasate is leaving Osasuna at the end of the season. What have you learned from him, Johan?
Sí, creo que ha aportado muchísimo a los Osasuna. La gente de los Osasuna debe estar muy agradecida a Jacoba por todo lo que ha hecho durante estos 6 años. Y pues el profe es una excelente persona, un entrenador que siempre quería tener el gusto y el privilegio de poder ser entrenado por él, y gracias a Dios lo logré. Y de Jacoba he aprendido al seguir creciendo en esta parte de la competitividad que tengo yo, y a ser muy activo a la hora de atacar y a la hora de defender, pues también ser muy, muy aguerrido. Pero el profe Jacoba rescató eso, la actitud, y aprendí mucho también en seguir evolucionando yo en lo que es jugar en toda la banda, ¿no? Pues acá he jugado de extremo, de carrilero, de lateral, entonces he sabido explotar aún más esa virtud mía de poder jugar en esas tres posiciones por la izquierda, y pues con el profe he aprendido mucho en esta temporada que he estado acá.
Jacoba Arasate is someone that has given a lot to Osasuna. The people here in Osasuna are very thankful for everything that he has done for the club. He's a great person. I have always wanted to be coached by him, and I have learned from him that it's okay that I to continue to keep growing, to be competitive, to always want more. I have learned more about how to attack and how to defend, and also a lot about playing on my flank, on my side, because I have played in all positions there, up front, in the middle, and the back. I have been able to do all of them, and I have been able to learn how to explode my abilities on the whole side.
Johan Mojica joining us, left back for Osasuna. A couple more quick questions, and then we'll end this interview, but really appreciate this from Johan. Johan, Osasuna is a unique club, and you've been on a lot of big clubs in your career. Speak about the uniqueness of playing for Osasuna.
Bueno, el amor que hay de la ciudad por el equipo es algo especial. Lo que se siente en el estadio también es un ambiente único, y que sienten el fútbol de una manera muy aguerrida, dejarlo todo dentro del terreno de juego. Eso creo que es algo lo cual he visto o tengo muy presente aquí en el Osasuna, y hace que pues tenga una esencia especial y se viva el fútbol con mucho amor y con mucha garra y actitud dentro del terreno de juego, y lo que es representar a los Osasuna.
What makes it unique is the love of the city or of the region for the club. Every time that you come to the stadium, you can feel that love, that drive to leave everything on the field for the fans. And that's something that is very present for me, that they make football to be lived, to be unique. That's what makes it unique. Everything that does around Osasuna, that the how the city feels for it.
Last question, and Johan, you've got some players on the Colombian roster, Cucho Hernandez, who plays for Colombia, Andreas Gomez, who plays for Real Salt Lake. Have you watched much of Major League Soccer in America? What do you think about it?
Bueno, de los jugadores que ha nombrado, claro que sé quiénes son, y que pues nosotros entre los futbolistas colombianos estamos pendientes del rendimiento de los compañeros en el resto del mundo. Sabemos del nivel que viene demostrando. mostrando el fútbol estadounidense y cómo va creciendo. Entonces, la tarea que vienen haciendo los colombianos allá en Estados Unidos, como el ejemplo de Cucho Hernández, Gómez, son jugadores que pues están marcando diferencia y que hacen que el fútbol estadounidense vaya creciendo, pero sí, estamos muy orgullosos de poder ayudar a que esa liga crezca y que esa liga pues esté fijando en jugadores colombianos. También es bastante de admirar.
About the players that Glenn have mentioned, I know them and we keep up with each other. We try to see how each other is doing in the respective leagues. I know we also know about the level the US has shown recently, the growth that they have been having, and it's always good to see that there's players like Chucho Hernandez or Gomez that are making a difference in that league, and also for the MLS to be looking at Colombia, and to see them as somewhere where they can come and grab players and see and have the league grow from there. It makes us very proud.
Johan, would you ever consider one day coming and playing in MLS?
Bueno, yo siempre tengo las puertas abiertas en cualquier sitio y bueno, por algo vamos a hacer la Copa América en Estados Unidos. Quién sabe si se tenga la oportunidad de jugar allá. Para mí sería un verdadero placer poder jugar en Estados Unidos, cerca de mi país. Vamos a ver qué nos depara el futuro, pero estaría encantado. Sabiendo pues de que acá en Europa estoy muy bien, estoy muy cómodo, ya llevo 11 años acá y he sabido consolidarme en el fútbol desde primer nivel, pero sí me veo con buenos ojos el por qué no tener la oportunidad de poder jugar en el fútbol estadounidense.
I always have the doors open for everything. We're going to Copa America there, so we'll see what happens. For me, it would be a pleasure to play there, to play close to home, close to Colombia. I've been in Europe for 11 years. I feel very comfortable here, but it would be something. It would be interesting. So I've been in Europe for 11 years. I feel very comfortable. But you know, if the doors open, it's something that I would gladly sit down and think about it. I would not close that door on the opportunity of going there.
Johan, thank you so much. And thanks to Osasuna and Hector Castletort for making this happen. This is great stuff for soccer fans in Houston who are going to welcome Johan and Colombia here for the Copa America. Johan, muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
Sí, no, dile que encantadísimo de saludarlo, que con el mayor de los gustos. A ver si tenemos la oportunidad de conocernos personalmente en Estados Unidos y que es un verdadero placer y que, bueno, esperemos todo salga excelente en la Copa América y que pues esta entrevista nos haya traído suerte para que hagamos un excelente torneo allá en su país, Estados Unidos. Que un verdadero placer, Glenn.
Glenn, thank you very much for the time. I hope that when we are in the United States, we're able to meet each other in person. And I also look forward to the tournament. And hopefully this interview can bring us some luck as we head into your country and play in Copa America.
Well, no worries, because I love Colombian football and I love the Colombian fans. So we'll make that all happen.
Perfecto. Un abrazo a Glenn y que Dios lo bendiga. Y ya a ver si podemos vernos por allá en Estados Unidos, Héctor.
Vale. Thank you very much. And, you know, God bless you and hope we can meet in the United States.
Thank you, Johan. Well, we're all looking forward to the Copa America in Houston, and we really appreciate Johan Mojica giving us the time. Also, translation from Hector Castletort of Osasuna. We're all looking forward to the Copa America in Houston. We're looking forward to Messi potentially being here for the knockout game on July 4th. We know Messi will be here with Inter Miami to take on Tigres. This is going to be another monumental moment over at Energy. So thank you for tuning in tonight. There's just so much going on. We got Brazil up in College Station at Kyle Field taking on Mexico, Jamaica and Mexico. So the cornucopia of opportunity to watch live football exists here. Maybe in no other way to any other market in the country. Get the podcast of this show at Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, or right here at ESPN975.com. Keep the real football conversation going. You keep this show on the air. By the way, you want to learn more about the host, you go to glendavissoccer.com. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram, at glendavissoc, at soccermattersgd. YouTube, Soccer Matters. Go over there. All you got to do is click and subscribe. We would love that. I mean, for me, the takes, the follows, the likes, the subscribing, it all makes a difference. It's a twice-a-week show in a 6 o'clock time slot, which is pretty amazing for soccer. And we've been doing this for 22 years, and we can't do it without you. For producer Guillermo, I'm Glenn Davis. Remember, soccer matters.